this morning, and I kind of rushed over that last point. But I thought tonight what I want to do is just do the last point and get that so that we can look at that part, because that was a very important part. The other was talking about God and God's relationship with us and how that God cares for us. He wants to help us. He wants to save us. And I hope you understood that. I hope you recognized what God has to offer for you, what Jesus Christ came and He died on the cross for us so that we could have. And we have this thing, and we need to rejoice in that. We looked, first of all, at our position as believers, and we understand our position, where we are. Our position with God is not because of how good we are. We talked about Romans 8, I think verse 7, where it talks there about how that we are those people that are enemies of God. So it's not a matter of here we are, we are baptized, and we become a friend of God, and we don't sin anymore. God, as we saw, what this idea of God accepting us, He knows how we walk, talk, and live. He knows the problems that we deal with. He knows the difficulties that we have to face. And so what He's trying to do is help us to understand that so that we can have a trust in Him. We saw this idea of justification, pointed out how the justification was not that where He just cleansed all of our sins away, but that God looked at us and did not see our sins as those that were Christians. And that's a great thing that we have. We're still people that sin, but we have a God who overlooks that and loves us in spite of it. I've seen some kids before that they did some things that were terrible and terrible to their own parents, but those parents still continue to love those children and care for them. And that's a little bit of what we can see, that God looks at us. But please understand, God is ready to forgive you. That was what I was really trying to say this morning so that we can understand that. Then the second point, the benefits of a believer. We have acceptance. I mean, I don't know if I can express exactly how wonderful that is, where God accepts us, where God just, I mean, He takes us like we are, and He wants us to be greater. And He tells us to strive for that idea of perfection, that idea of completeness. That's what He wants us to have. He wants that to be a part of our lives. But not only that, we saw in the second point on this point here that we have an access to God. We have a way to go before God. And I hope you understood what I was saying today, that it's not a matter of you coming to the elders or the preacher or somebody else so that they can go to God for you. You go to God for yourself. Now, other people can pray with you and for you, but it is your responsibility to go before God. And let me tell you something, you can do that. And God hears us. He knows us. And He listens to our prayers. There is not according to what we find within Scripture, there is not a prayer that is uttered from those that are the believers that God does not hear. He hears our prayers. Do you think when we're having problems and we're facing difficulties that God is not there with us? He is, and He continues to be there with us. And Jesus Christ is there with us. He told the disciples, I'm going to leave this, but I'm coming back again. I'm not going to leave you here. I'm going to come back to you again. John, in the latter part of the book of John, in Bible class, don't forget that, in the latter part of the book of John, you see there someone who really, really is trying to show people how much love God has for us. And he's trying to say, listen, I care for you, and I want you to know that. And he wants people to know that Jesus Christ does. And then the third point here, we have an assurance. God is there with us. I think of the problem with assurance is that we don't believe what God says. Now, brethren, we can worship all we want to. We can go through all of the things of Christianity that we do, all the different acts and everything. But unless we accept and realize that God is one that is there with us and He is not going to give up on us, He's not going to stop, He's not going to quit, He is there, we have an assurance that He's there, God is going to be with us no matter what. I don't care where you are. And the psalmist said this, you know, you can go to the depths of the sea, you can go as high in the sky as you can go, you can even go to another planet. God's still there with us. God's there. God's not limited by time and space and anything like that. God is there for us, and we need to learn to trust Him. Now, this third point, and I didn't get all of this one that I wanted to get. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans 5 and verse 3. I want you to really see this. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing. Now, I mentioned some of this, but I didn't think I got it all like I wanted it. We have this glory even in times of trouble. You know, when people are in trouble, I've been with people at hospitals when they, maybe, you know, a family member was sick, maybe they were members of the church and this other person wasn't a member of the church. Let me tell you something, they believe in prayer then. They believe in God then. And they're not going to use His name in vain any longer. They're going to go to God and ask Him for things. They're going to go to God and they're going to say, God, I need Your help. Let me tell you something, God is there with them. God is concerned about them. God cares about them. But if that's the way we look at God, that He's somebody that we can just run to like an emergency room, fix me up and let me go, then we've got a bad concept of God. You see, God not only blesses the good people, but He blesses all people. He blesses the righteous and He blesses the unrighteous. Now, there is a time coming when He will have to decide. Well, not He will have to decide, but we will decide the way we live now, whether we're going to be a part of His kingdom or not a part of His kingdom. We'll have to decide that. God wants us to be a part of His kingdom, and He says He wants that in the time of trouble. Do you know when the world is at its worst, when the wars are going on, when children are going overseas and they're fighting in battles that they can lose their life from? Or even if our kids are going to college, sometimes even if they're going down the street in the car, we're saying, God, be with them. The problems that we have to deal with, and He's trying to show us here, John's trying to show us here, that there is this God who cares for you even in times of trouble. What does away with that problem of problems and trouble and difficulties in our life? Well, how are we able to live with that? It says, through knowledge. That's where it's got to come from. Brethren, the more you know about God, the more you're going to love Him. And we have to recognize that. You may have a good friend, and that good friend is somebody that you've been with, that you've associated with, that you know about. They know you. They may know your faults, and you know theirs. But we associate with each other. We have this camaraderie with each other, association. We have all that. You see, here's God who He wants to be there with us. And He is there with us. Sometimes we don't see Him there. Sometimes we don't recognize that God is there. But He's there with us. And if we have the knowledge, and that knowledge does not come just by sitting in a worship service. That knowledge comes from a study of the Word of God. And when we study the Word of God, it helps us. You know, somebody might ask you, some other day said, what did you preach Sunday? I said, I don't know. They said, you don't know what you preached Sunday? I said, nope. I got through with that and I'm thinking about the next one. And I guess you've heard the story about the fellow that the fellow asked him, well, you know, what was the sermon about at church Sunday? He said, I don't know. He said, you're supposed to know. He said, no. I've already eaten that meal. He said, what do you mean eating that meal? He said, I can't tell you what my wife fixed for me a year ago. But he said, I got nourishment out of it. It sustained me. It kept me going. You may not be able to remember every Bible passage. And listen, I think it's great. I've had friends that preach. They could get up. I remember one guy. He'd get up and he'd just quote, you know, chapters before he preached. And it's great if you've got that ability. If you've got it, use it while you got it, because it's going away one of these days, right? It's going away. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But use that to understand the Word of God. But let me tell you, if you don't understand all these passages, that makes no difference. Has it built your faith? Has it made you stronger in God? When the time of trouble comes, can you say, I know God's there. I can't think of the passage that I need, but I know that God's there, and I know that I'm trusting in Him. And I know that He will not leave me there. He's going to help me. He's going to benefit me. He's going to be there for me. He wants me to be the person who recognizes how wonderful He is. And then the latter part of verse 3, he says, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Tribulation, problems and trouble, what does it cause? You say, oh, I don't want any of those. Nobody wants them. But you just think. Now, you think about your life. The lessons that you've learned in your life, Hadn't you learned those because of problems that you've had to deal with? Problems that you've had to face? Maybe things that you've done that were maybe wrong, or something happened to you, something happened to a loved one. We've learned to trust in God. We've learned to depend upon God because God is there for us. God is helping us. God wants us to be the people who recognize that He's there. He has the ability to benefit us and to help us, to encourage us, to lead us on, and to help us to go on. That's who God is. And I hope and I pray that I get that across to you, so that we can have the joy of knowing we've got a God that we can trust in, that we can depend upon, a God that is going to help us and do for us all the time. And He's never going to leave us alone. He's always going to be there for us. Then the ability to rest in trouble. Now, listen to the rest of this verse here, starting with verse, he talks about perseverance, he talks about character, he talks about the hope that we have. All those things are added to us, all those things are given to us. That's a benefit of the trouble that we have. When I think of those things, I think of Joseph. Oh, Joseph was down there and his brother stood before him and he said, "I'm your brother." And they thought, "We're dead. I mean, there's no way around it. He's going to kill us. We can't make it. I mean, look what we did to him." I think they had a sorrow for what they had done. I think they had repented of what they had done. But here's their brother that now has the power to take their life. And he says, "No, listen, wait a minute. You meant this for my harm." But you see, he had lived long enough. He had been through enough pressure, enough problems to where he said what? What did he say after that? "God meant it for good." Let me tell you something. You need to learn something out of trouble. You need to learn something out of problems. Sometimes we're so caught up in the problem and the trouble that we don't learn anything, and there was no benefit out of it. Take a benefit out of that. It may not go like you want it to go, but that doesn't mean that you mistrust God. You know, I know what I want. I don't mind going to God and asking God for it. I'll tell Him exactly what I want. And then I have to end that with whatever Your will is, God. I'm sure Joseph had to learn that prayer. Potiphar's house, jail, being ignored when he helped somebody else. He learned that lesson. Whatever happens, God, I'm with You. It's not easy to trust in other people, is it? I've seen companies that pay a lot of money to carry people out in the woods to teach them to learn to work as a team and to trust each other. Have you seen that one where two guys are standing behind you and you're supposed to just stand there and fall straight back and them catch you? Some people can't fall. They don't trust those that are behind them. They don't trust them. Now, sometimes we're like that with God. We really know He's back there, but we don't trust Him. Trust Him. He'll catch you. Now, He might not catch you when you first fall. It may be when you get down closer to the bottom, but He's always there. And you can trust in Him. You can depend upon Him. He's the one that is there for you. And then verse 5, he says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out." Now, here's God's love that's given to us. How much love does God give to you? It's kind of like a river. Have you ever seen some of those rivers that are just so fast and furious, and they have the foam with them, and they're just, you know, shooting all these rapids and everything? That's God's love. There is no end to it. And it just keeps on coming and keeps on coming and keeps on coming and keeps on coming. But we sin. And we think God says, "I don't love you anymore. I go on. I don't love you." Now that may be the way people in the world treat us. That's not the way God treats us. God says, "Come on over here, Charles. Let me hug you. Let me let you know that I love you. But God, I have sinned. I've done this thing against You and the other people." He said, "That's okay. I'll forgive you." Do you have a sorrow for that? Not just because you've been caught. Do you have a sorrow because of the trouble that you're in and you recognize that that's wrong? Are you willing to turn from that? Yeah. Come on over here. Let me put my arm around you and let you know that I love you. That's our God. That's our God. We've got a God that cares for us in so, so many ways, and we need to recognize that. He wants to help us. His desire, more than anything else, is to help us to be the right kind of people. Listen, because of the love of God, I want to read it again. That love has been poured out. Think a big river. It's coming at you. It's been poured out on us. How is it done? By the Holy Spirit. Now some people say, oh no, that means the Holy Spirit is just going to make you do this and make you do. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit didn't make you do a thing. God didn't make you do anything. You do it because you want to. Now, God has given us every reason. The Holy Spirit is there for us. The Holy Spirit was to come and help us to understand God's Word in a greater way. That's nothing weird or anything like that. And He's not going to just give you His Word. I've seen the same pictures you've seen where this person had the Holy Spirit and, whoa, man, they just knew everything. No, that doesn't work. We know God's Word because we study God's Word. And if we don't study it, we're not going to know it. We got to study it. We got to find out what it has to say. And He has that for us. And the Holy Spirit is the one that gives that word to us. Not in some mysterious way. The Holy Spirit had a purpose in helping to put this word in the minds of those apostles. And they had it written down. We've got the Holy Spirit with us. We've got the Word of Jesus Christ with us. However you want to call that. We've got that for us. It is ours and it is given to us. It is not something you can purchase. It's not something you can earn. It's not something that you can make on your own or anybody can get it and give it to you. It's something that God has given to us so that we can do that, so that we can accomplish those things. We've got several. Well, I got one more thing I want to show you. Look at this. Who is this up here? Now, you may think that's Jesus Christ, and that's God shining His light down on Him. I want to tell you something. That's you. That's you and me up there. Ever been there before where you were so lonely you didn't think anybody was there? Where you were had so many problems you thought nobody really cares? And you're there and you're struggling and you're alone. But look at this. The light of God is still shining on us. At your worst time, God was with you. At the difficulties that you've had to face, God's with you. And God will be with you. He will not give up. So here we are standing there, and here's God's light shining down on us. Here's His Word that helps us to know the right way to go and what to do when we don't know which way to go. When you don't know which way to go, find out where God's at and go with Him because He'll help you. We may need other people to help us to see that sometimes, and you may need to help other people to see that sometimes. It's wonderful when you can talk to people and they say, I understand now. I want to make my life right. I want to live and I want to serve God. The light comes on and God's there. But when we're there in our loneliness, remember God is there. When we're there in our troubles, God is there. So be happy about it. Don't be so sad about it. Don't be afraid to tell other people about it. And they may not listen. That's okay. We just keep telling it. And we keep enjoying it. And we keep knowing that God loves me. I don't care what I do. God loves me. Now, He wants me to repent of it. He wants me to turn from it. He wants me to come to Him. That's what He wants. But don't you think that God doesn't love the people that are lost, because He does. Remember the story about the fella that had 99 sheep and one of them went astray, and he left the 99 and went for that one. Because He has a love for those that are lost. Now, that love is the love that we should have for those that are lost. We need that. Please, you look at your soul. Be willing to stand before God, because all of us will, and we'll give an account for our lives. You be a person who stands there is one that relished the love of God. And we know how bad we are, but we know that God is going to justify. He's going to say, I don't see any sin on him. He looks clean. Through the blood of my Son, we are clean. Please come as we stand and as we sing.